An award-winning Pakistani filmmaker and women's rights activist says that she is on a mission to force difficult conversations that her own society needs to have. Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy is due to take part in the International Film Festival and Forum on Human Rights, FIFTH, in Geneva, which starts on Friday. Her short documentary, Saving Face, about acid violence against women, made her the first ever Pakistani Academy Award winner in 2012, and a second Oscar followed in 2016 for A Girl in the River, The Price of Forgiveness. Ms. Obaid Chinoy spoke to Michelle Sacchio before celebrations for International Women's Day got underway.
As a filmmaker, I am able to amplify the voices of women who are facing adversity and who are working on the ground. And by amplifying their voices, I'm able to help their message get to a wider audience. And that is how I support women and I stand up for women. I grew up in a country, Pakistan, where the founder of the country had a simple vision. Men and women would have equal rights and the society would be a just society for all. But that is not the country that I have inherited. And so I have made it my life's mission to ensure that we make his vision come true. Millions of people left their homes to form the new country of Pakistan. And it wasn't this country that they fought for or that they gave up their lives for. And so by talking about difficult issues, I am confronting people, making them aware of them, forcing them to look at their faces in the mirror, to come to terms with the kind of society we have become. And hopefully, by starting these difficult conversations, I found that my work has impacted legislation. It has impacted the way people tackle issues. It has impacted the way the media handles issues. So I will continue to speak up so that we can fulfill the vision of Muhammad Ali Jinnah.
As a woman in Pakistan raising these issues, have you experienced any kind of backlash?
The world is a very dark place for people who are champions of human rights. It is extremely difficult, especially if you're a woman, to talk about some of these issues. So I have been on the receiving end of malicious campaigns, both online by anonymous people, editorials in right-wing newspapers that have decried my work. But that has made me braver and has made me stronger because I know that my voice and my work is having an impact because only then will it anger people to write about me, to speak up about me, to threaten me? And as long as my work is having an impact, I shall soldier on.
Why would you say it's important to fight for women's rights today?
Women's rights are universal rights, they're human rights. In 2018, we shouldn't even be having a conversation that men and women are not equal. Who decides that men and women are not equal? I mean, we, in some cases, have abilities that far surpass men. And I think that we need to assert ourselves. And women, one of the things that women can do for each other is support each other. Because you cannot hold back half the population if they decide to come together. And so we as women around the world need to support each other, need to ensure that we talk about equal pay, we talk about child mortality, we talk about violence against women, we talk about all of the things that confront all of us. Because if there's one thing that unites women around the world, is that all women, regardless of where they come from, have faced some level of harassment, some level of glass ceiling, have faced something because they were born a woman.